Good morning. As many of you know, I was only able to participate in two of the mission trips in my high school career. I went to Webster Springs, West Virginia in 2016, and this year had the pleasure of being able to travel to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Even though I technically missed the international trip in our church's cycle, being that deep in Texas was a true culture shock. Everyone spoke Spanish, our hosts, the people at our work sites, the pastors, and everyone in the communities we encountered. Not everyone was a native speaker. Many had picked it up as it was a necessity for conversation in the area. This shift in communication provided a difficult language barrier for me, as my Spanish was limited to what little I'd learned in middle school over 4 years ago. On our first workday, my group, along with another, attended a 3-hour seminar on the difficulties of immigration and the many challenges those who come into this country face. We learned about their struggles with healthcare, education, and assimilations into the cities. This lecture was very informational and incredibly eye-opening in terms of statistics and gaining background knowledge and context for the place we would be working in. But even the impact of this information provided to me right in the heart of Texas could not compare to the impact of the firsthand struggle I would encounter for the rest of the week. Of course, factually, I knew what a challenge a language barrier is, but not until now had I had firsthand experience of a fraction of the difficulty those immigrating into our country face. As the people in my group and the groups we worked with can attest to, my attempts to communicate were often horrendous or even futile due to the fact that everything I could say in Spanish, they could also say in English. I was laughed at a lot by members of my care group, the pastor's husband at the church, and was even able to laugh at myself. But underneath it all, I felt a deep sense of guilt that I wasn't capable of reaching across this barrier and being the one to yield to their language and not making them once again yield to mine. Like many of my peers, I've been isolated in this New England bubble for many years, and even my brief stints of international travel have been limited to English-speaking or English-dominant countries. For the first time in my life, I was not speaking the dominant language of the area. Not everyone was conforming to me, and I often felt confused or lost in terms of instructions, directions, and just basic conversation. Even if I could string together a sentence, cobbled together with some random nouns and poorly conjugated verbs to say something to someone, I could not understand a word of what they were saying back. I was told to stop, that I was embarrassing myself, but I felt passionate about spanning this divide and at least showing those who I worked with that I was making a genuine effort to understand their culture and way of life. One day we ended our work a little early and all drove down to the border wall to go for a walk alongside it. Seeing the physical wall, the barriers, and the terminals that people come through to enter this country made it all so tangible and so real. I felt the same way driving through and seeing the colonias, communities that non-natives have created as a support system and culture of their own. Seeing these different communities made me so physically aware of the diversity that this country has to offer and how truly little of it I have seen in my lifetime. For us here in an undeniably more affluent area of Massachusetts, it is easy to get hung up on the material things in life. But in Texas, I saw an overwhelming amount of dedication and devotion to God and a reliance on faith like I had never seen before. That week, I experienced more than ever before the importance of communication, not just through words, but through simple things like a smile, a laugh, a handshake, a shared look expressing how exhausted we all were, or even at the end of our project, a hug from the pastor at the church we worked at. These kind acts and small things expressed to me more of their gratitude and our connection than words ever could have, and I can only hope that they understood in return how grateful and forever thankful I was that I had the privilege of being part of their lives.